Paula Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 15th of September 2009 and the time is 8:18 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name is Gordon Warburton, I'm 22 and I'm from Winchfield in Hampshire.
And have you travelled into London especially for your hour on the plinth?
I have indeed, yes.
And arriving at the square this evening and seeing the plinth in action with someone up there, has that been how you imagined it would be?
It was a lot bigger, I think, than I expected. I've been to Trafalgar Square before, I haven't been here with the project, so with all the light shining on and the contestant up there, it was bigger than what I expected and a bit more kind of, oh, I'm here, it's real.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
Yeah, brilliant, excited. I'm doing it for something that I want to do, so I'm really happy what I'm doing.
And when you first heard about the project, what was it about it that appealed to you and made you want to be part of it?
I've always got to the point where now I want to just do everything I possibly can. I'm only 22, so I just want to do as much as I can. And I heard about it, and it's just, you know, only 2,400 people are going to get the opportunity to do it. So I didn't really expect it to go very far, but I just applied, and no, I'm really happy, excited.
When you first heard that you had a place, what was your reaction?
Shocked at first, I didn't think I'd get picked, and then I had to kind of think about it for a day and just go, is this really something I want to do? Because if I don't want to do it, I don't want to kind of waste my time, waste your time, you know, doing it. So I had to think, and when I decided what I was doing, then I was, yeah, no, perfect opportunity. I'm really, really glad that I've been chosen.
And would you tell us how you will be spending the hour, what you'll be doing?
Supporting a charity called Stonewall, which is for gay rights and kind of lifestyle in workplace, bullying at school, and just generally kind of making sure it's a better kind of place to live as a gay person. So I'm just going up there with their t-shirt and a banner supporting them, and I've got some information on gay hate crime and some names of people that have unfortunately lost their life solely for the fact they're gay. So I'm maybe kind of considering doing both of those or just one of those, and just bringing something to, you know, explaining to, if anybody's watching, explaining why I'm doing it and why I'm passionate about using Stonewall.
And will you be talking about the organisation through the hour? Will you be kind of explaining what it's about, or how will you spend the awareness of the organisation?
I think I'm going to, if I do decide to talk more, then it'll probably be, I will explain why I've chosen Stonewall, what they feel to me, why I'm passionate about them, why I believe that, you know, it's a charity, you know, why I believe in them. I would have a brief history about Stonewall, but their slogan, which is on the t-shirt and on the sign, says everything I think that a lot of people need to know. So I think it would be more my side, why I like them, why I feel like what I need to kind of promote them, if you like.
And are you able to share a little bit about that with us now? Why are you, what have you chosen to do that? What is it about that is important to you?
I just feel incredibly lucky that as a young gay man, I've got a charity like Stonewall supporting me, supporting my rights at work, and so many people growing up and, you know, even kind of 10, 15 years ago have never had somebody like that helping them, working for them. And I'm just so proud that I can grow up knowing I've got somebody, if you like, behind me that, you know, and I can turn to and they can turn to me, if you like, you know, that are going to help me and support me when so many people haven't. And you know, there's been horrible, you know, victims of homophobia, and, you know, and I'm so happy now that I've got somebody working for my rights and my friends' rights and my, you know, so I'm just, I couldn't be any more grateful for them, really.
Is it an organisation then that you have used in the past yourself?
Definitely. I mean, I donated to them on a regular basis. We also did a play in February this year, the Laramie Project, which is about a young man's murder in America for being gay. And we had a lot of press coverage because some members of a quite extreme church in America threatened us and threatened to come to the UK. And Stonewall helped us, you know, they were 100% behind us, supporting the play, and it was brilliant. So they're always there, so it's brilliant. I'm really happy.
And when did you first discover them?
I'm part of a local gay youth group in Basingstoke, and I've been going there now for about 5 years. So, and ever since really they started to, you know, to kind of come out and promote themselves and kind of work, they've always been there. But now I'm getting older and I'm in full-time work and I'm, you know, I'm more independent. I can walk around, you know, I'm walking around. I haven't got my parents or anybody like that helping me or supporting me, and now I'm older, more dependent, that's what they're there for, if you like. They're not kind of walking under me, but, you know, they're kind of protecting my rights and the law and stuff, so I feel, you know, safer and more happy, if you like, knowing they're always there, that I can use them.
And do you think, was it something that helped you when you were younger as well? Are they an organisation that you turned to?
Not when I was younger, only because I didn't really know them. When I was younger, when I was going through my kind of, like, you know, just coming out and stuff like that, I was only about 14, so I didn't really know about them. I wasn't, if I'm honest, particularly interested in politics and gay rights. I was just being me. But as I've got older and I've realised and, you know, had problems and, you know, realised that we don't have it, it's not easy, it's difficult, and, that, you know, I'm just really happy that I can do it, and they're there, if you like. So it's not always something I went to when I was younger, but now that I'm older and I realise what they can do and what I need, if you like, or what a gay person needs to make them feel safe and secure and not victimised or anything like that, then I use them. I couldn't live without them now, basically.
And what's the impact that you would like to have by going up and doing this on the evening?
I'm not sure if it's an impact necessarily that I'm looking for. I don't think I want people to. To go, oh my God, that's that, you know. I just want people to realise that, and, you know, with the information I've got about the gay hate crime figures and the people that have died, that Stonewall is such a fantastic charity and they are helping us move on from, you know, 10, 15 years ago. I just want people to realise that, and obviously the slogan on the T-shirt as well, it's just that, some people are gay, get over it, you know, we're here, we're not all stereotypical gay people, we're not all, you know, doing the same thing, dressing the same way, but we are gay, and, you know, we aren't any different from you, and, you know, this, and obviously with the charity, you know, we've got people here that are helping us now, are supporting us, that are creating certain rights, and, you know, we didn't have 10, 15 years ago, so I just want people to maybe not even think about it, but just see it and go, okay, you know, I can see what he's trying to put across, you know.
Would you like people in the square to interact with you in any way?
I'm more than happy for questions. That's not a problem. I mean, I don't know if I can answer them kind of specifically, but if people want to talk or ask questions, that's fine. I'm not expecting many to. I can't imagine that a lot of questions being asked, but if anybody, yeah, I'm happy with that.
Do you have any expectations about what it will be like going up on the plinth and how it will go?
I've got a lot of friends here with me, so I'm hoping they're going to be there for support. So I'm just hoping that it's just going to be quite peaceful. I'm not doing anything dramatic. I'm just letting the slogan speak for itself. So I'm just going to stand there. I might say a few words, but generally I just want it to be quite peaceful and just people just to look and read the slogan.
Would you tell me a little bit about what you do in your normal day-to-day life, whether you're studying or working? Or what is it that you do?
I'm in full-time work. I'm an optician in Hampshire, so the majority of my day is just working. It's nothing too exciting. I'm still with my parents, so really nothing else that, I mean, day-to-day wise that I would be interested in.
Is that a kind of career choice that you pursued? Is it something you are doing at the moment?
Completely fell into, off by chance. I was looking for a job, they were looking, and then I've just been trained with them. So I'm quite, I tend just to fall into things and just go with the flow. I'm not particularly bothered, if you like, by what career I have or what happens in 20, 30 years from now, as long as I'm happy and I'm doing something where generally I'm all right, and then I've got no problems at all.
And what are some of the things that you do outside of work?
I'm just 22 again. I just like to drink and socialise. And I do a lot of travelling as well. I like to travel. So every opportunity I get, I'm kind of getting off somewhere or kind of just going out. But mainly, I really just love my friends, and I've got some really close, fantastic friends I've been for such a long time. I couldn't live without them. So really, with my spare time, it is just me and my friends just doing whatever happens, wherever it takes us.
And what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Friends, definitely. Like I say, growing up and coming out and kind of coming out the other side as who I am today, I couldn't have done it without my friends. So my friends and my family, you know, who supported me, have been absolutely brilliant and the most important thing. Anything in my life can change. I wouldn't care as long as I've still got the same friends and family behind me. That's the most important thing. So, out of anything than that, those two groups.
What have friends and family's reactions been to you doing this?
My mum, well, my parents are a bit. That's what you want to do. Just do it. Just go for it. My friends have been supportive, especially when I was talking at the Stonewall Charity. So they think they kind of understood more why I was doing it. And again, I've just gone with the line that, you know, I'm just going to take over every opportunity that's kind of given to me. I can't refuse. I'm just going to do it. And I have, you know, 15 of them coming to see me tonight. So brilliant. No positive or no bad kind of comments or anything. So it's been really good.
Have you been watching much of the project?
Yes. I've been constantly addicted to the website for the past 2 weeks.
And what have you thought of some of the things you've seen?
Fantastic. I like the fact that one person... I was watching last night, one person was doing a wine tasting and there was some charity talk he was talking about as well, and the next person that came on was doing Play Your Cards Right. It's just so varied, and there's you can watch it, you know, for 3 or 4 hours, and you get a different thing every time. You can laugh, you can cry, you can be amazed. It's absolutely brilliant. I love it.
Have you taken part in any arts events before?
Would that be like plays and stuff like that? Would that be classed as...
Yeah.
The Laramie project, I mean, really is the only kind of thing I've done art, or project-wise, if you like. So that was done in February, and that was run for about a week in our local kind of town theatre, which was really good. That was a fantastic experience. And again, I did it with my best friends as well, so I couldn't ask for anything better.
And how would you describe your experience of being involved in this project?
Obviously went for the initial stage of okay, now I've confirmed. It was like, what do I do? I don't understand. And I think it took, once I got a place, I watched the project more online, I looked up more, I looked at the plinthers, you know, profiles online, and got a feel. And I think it was just me exploring what it was about more than anything. So I've been on a journey really of discovery, just looking at everyone's, why they're doing it, what they're doing on the plinth, and it's just been kind of finding what I would feel comfortable doing. And when I chose it, past that, it's just been pure excitement. I couldn't past month I've just been nothing but talking about the plinth and all the ideas that I wanted to do, and it's been, I've had no bad experiences. It's been absolutely brilliant, and I can't wait to kind of get up there and give it a go.
And who would you say that you're doing it for?
Myself, in a way, because I'm not the most loudest of people. I wouldn't say I'm shy, but then I'm not particularly confident in standing up and I'm having people watch me. I'm very conscious about people looking at me, and which is a really sad thing to say, but I'm very conscious in what I'm wearing and how I stand, and it's really sad things like that. So for me, it's more of a confidence thing as well. So I can get up there and I can do it, and I'm doing something I'm passionate about, and I'm waving a sign that's saying, you know, some people are gay, get over it, in the middle of a public space, which I never would have done before, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. So I think it's for me a lot of the time. But then on the other side as well, it's not to say thank you, but it's just a kind of, for Stonewall as well, this is a brilliant charity, absolutely brilliant charity. They've worked so hard, and things have changed so much in the past couple of years for myself and you know, every gay person, bisexual, lesbian, transgender, and they're really working hard, and this is the very least I could there's so many more things I could do for them. This is the smallest thing I can do, but if it just means standing up there for an hour and saying this is a charity that's amazing in my view and I'm really happy, then that's the least I can do.
And for you personally, what would you like to gain?
Confidence, I guess, I suppose. I mean, that's helping. I think just a sense that I've not wasted an hour on the plinth. I think I'm doing it for something. A lot of people, like when I see them just sitting there as well, I think, well, that's what you want to do, brilliant. But there's so many things you could be doing. You get 1 hour, you get one chance of doing this. So I just want to come off there happy, knowing that I've done something I like, happy with what I've done up there. I haven't, you know, fallen over or anything like that. Just, as long as I come off happy and it's like more confident, then brilliant.
And if you think back to your profile on the website,
yes,
you were asked to put 3 words that describe you. Do you remember what you put and why you put the words you put?
I think it was, oh, I don't know, Geek, Fabulous, and I can't remember for the life of what the third one was. Geek and Fabulous and something else. I just think that I have different sides to me, and I think in different certain events and certain with certain people and in certain type of situations, I'm a different one. I can be the gayest person you've met in your entire life, and I can be the shyest, meekest person. I can be the most boring, horrible person with the most disgusting taste in music and films. But I think I'm just, it put me up there. I think when I'm in the spotlight and I'm by myself, there's nothing I can do to hide who I am. Nobody can talk to me. If you like have a conversation with me, I can't really act up there because it's an hour, it's raining, you know, there's people watching me. So I think the three words I just put on there were just how I sometimes, how I feel people in certain situations, how I would act or how I would feel more comfortable acting in a certain situation. No, I think everything's been covered. I'm quite happy. There's nothing I've to divulge.
Right, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.